BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's podcast, including Alice Levine on Real or No Real, Can I Pull It Back from the Brink on Bangers, and All Time Lower on the show as part of Radio 1's Rock All Dayer.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
What a start. What good songs to start. Wolf Alice, Mona Lisa Smile, also in there, The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, Panic, and AC/DC. It's Scott Mills here. I think you'll agree I'm the natural choice for Radio 1's Rock All Dayer.
What a time to be alive, though, Scott.
I have got some amazing tracks coming up. Kate in Bristol is loving it. Lauren from Brighouse, obsessed by the Rock All Dayer. A lot of songs she's not heard for a while. She loves the rock music scene.
People are going mad for this, you know, just the amount of tweets and texts that we're getting in here, just people loving Rock Day. It's just a day of rock.
Steph and Candice in the car, driving to Brighton, singing along to absolutely everything that's been on today. It's all rock, all day. And special performances in every single show. It's like a gig happening in every show. And we've got one a bit later by All Time Low from Maida Vale. Rock King Dan P. Carter is there now. Hi, Dan.
That doesn't make me feel awkward at all. Hello.
All right. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So what's happening? What can you see?
I can see a band set up and waiting to play music.
Oh, are we keeping them?
No. Everyone's pretty chill, actually.
Okay. So you've been there, obviously, all day to see Twin Atlantic.
I have. I got here super early.
Blink-182. I'm expecting good things from All Time Low later.
Yes. It's going to be amazing. The whole day's been great so far.
Yeah.
You know, we've got bands, as you said, in every show. And then tonight from 7, myself and Annie have got 7 bands playing. So it's going to be exciting.
Wow.
Is everyone getting on? I mean, they must
Everyone's
be
Everyone's getting
of...
on very well.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm glad you like my boots. Sorry.
<What's that>?
Yeah, everyone's getting on super well. It's really nice to see. It's like when, you know, at a festival where everybody hasn't seen each other for a little time, everyone's catching up. So yeah, it's cool.
Okay, so I think I just heard the band doing the drums, actually. So I think we're going to do this at just after 2.
Okay.
So just hang there for a bit.
I will.
Have some more tea, beer, whatever you're having.
And tea, beer?
Tea, beer. Have
Is
some
that
more
a new
tea
drink?
Beer. Some tea, beer. You sound strangely calm, though, Dan. It's like
I am.
You're...
I was really super panicky earlier, because when Blink did their acoustic performance, I'd never, like, actually been at the sort of receiving end of that live lounge jingle where it's the huge countdown.
Oh, yeah, it's
And
quite
it gave
big.
Me palpitations, and I got all really nervous, so I wasn't even doing anything.
It is quite epic, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
No pressure.
2:10...
Okay.
And 3:10 today, we've got live music from All Time Low at Maida Vale. Thank you, Dan. Speak to you in a bit.
Ta-ra.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Aaron says, who knew that this much rock could sound so good in the blazing sun? I'm looking forward to Bumbleo Wednesday, but does it have guitars in it? It does now, because we've got a special rock Bumbleo today.
I'm very excited for it. Also, tiny bit nervous because it's different to the norm.
It's pretty heavy. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised if you don't hear the normal Bumbleo music. I'll let you know when it's happening. It's going to be quite soon, actually, so you can Bumbleo and text in as normal.
It's the first time we've themed a Bumbleo, really, isn't it?
It is, but like the flamenco guitars wouldn't really work today, I don't think. We need to go in a bit harder.
Right.
Yesterday, Innuendo Bingo was played by Fern McCann off of Towie, off of The Jungle, and off of Now Books.
Sorry.
What?
No, it's just the way you said it.
What, Now Books?
No, it's the face you pulled when you said it.
What face was I doing?
You're doing that face like...
Now Books.
Yeah, yeah. As in, actually, another book.
It's quite a good read. I flicked through it for about 2 minutes yesterday. Mm. Quite interesting stuff in there, actually.
Yeah.
So this is on BBC iPlayer now. It's Fern getting very wet. Next, we've got a classic clip from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, featuring you, Fern McCann.
Mm.
Now, I can't believe you didn't scream, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, when this happened, Fern.
When you said you're over halfway, I thought, well, I've come this far.
Yeah. Just
I might as well. But the one that come on my face and under my nose and around my neck, I thought... I can't even... I don't even know what to say.
You don't, probably best not to say anything. did Fern know what was going on yesterday, do you think?
Either way, she had to deal with it. I thought she was a good player, though.
Also, I've just remembered something. We normally offer the guests a towel to wipe themselves down after we play the game because it gets pretty wet.
Yeah.
But the producer of the show has run out of towels now.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Do you remember this from yesterday?
I just remembered.
We didn't say it at the time. So he comes up to Fern, that she's absolutely soaked, and he's like, hey, Fern, is a new tea towel for you. A tea towel.
Oh, the look of disgust on her face.
She's like, and you can keep it.
It was one of those tea towels as well with loads of characters on. You know, like when you draw from school where you have to draw people on the tea towels.
It was like A4 size. It's like, she's really going to be able to wipe herself down with that.
How embarrassing is it that, you know, we have a guest here and it's Radio 1. It's one of the biggest stations in the world.
We just
right?
Went out of towels, yeah? Sorry about that, Fern.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so Bambalaya Wednesday is a bit different today. But obviously you're still, you know, a couple of days away from the weekend. It's just that it's got a slightly different sound.
Do you think this is a sort of brace yourself situation?
It's the first time we've done it as a theme. But I hope you enjoy our rock Bambalaya.
Brace.
Yes, Queen!
Do the horn! Horn! Horn!
We will do 12 repetitions. Okay? Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yes, Queen!
Hello, I'm Rosie, I'm 20 from Bournemouth, and I'm punching.
Yes.
You're just a potato, darling.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Mambo Leo! This is nuts!
Where are you? 81119.
So we play Bambalaya when it's halfway through the week, you know, like nearly the weekend kind of vibes. Play the Gypsy Kings, a bit different to this.
Ashley in Cardiff, Bambalaya-ing in his hot and sweaty black van. Great gap. Alex is bumbling while cleaning dirty windows in Northampton.
Sonny from Grays in Essex heading off to Rhodes for a week's holiday, bumbling his olives off.
This is epic. I'm loving the rock version. Bumbling in the sunny garden, Michael in Kent. Luke working hard in the sunshine in Huntingdon. Spot on with the tunes today, lads. That's from Laura.
Jamie the digger man, bumbling in his digger, happy days.
Is it going to be a clappy bit, I wonder?
I'm just doing my best to keep going with the rock version of this, Scott.
Oh, there is.
Clappy bit.
40 of those.
Aaron and George in Ipswich, bumbling in the van. So good. Stuck at my desk with a creamy cooler. I don't know what that is.
That's one.
Bring on All Time Low, says Georgia. They're on at 2:10, our first live music from All Time Low. Connor, bumbling in Belfast, hoovering cars.
James, loving the rock, saying this is absolutely nuts.
Headbanging to this rocking Bambalaya. That's from Chris in Rotherham.
Blazing.
Yes, Queen.
The Scott Mills Daily. Did you know that earlier on Clara's show, she said that she bets that I would play Evanescence today?
Yeah.
Bring Me to Life. She was like, I just saw on Twitter, she's like, yep, told ya.
It was always going to happen.
Yeah. Arctic Monkeys, I bet you look good on the dance floor. I mean, we're just getting so many comments about today's music. Sarah loved Bumbleo. The gap gets more and more ridiculous every time I hear it. I don't know how the rock Bumbleo went down. I think the chorus was actually really epic. There's like a lot of guitars, a lot of horns going on. Please tell me what version of Bumbleo that is. I absolutely love it. It's by Ensiferum. Told you. Just put Bumbleo EN. Mind you, good luck spending Bumbleo as well.
Yeah.
This is the best day on Radio 1 ever. Fact, says Lee in Essex. Stacey off Southampton really enjoyed the Bumbleo today and loving a bit of Arctic Monkeys.
There's lots of nostalgic tracks as well, isn't there?
Yeah, it's good.
There's like a whole range of different rock songs. That's what I'm liking about today. There's loads of songs from when I was really young as well, where I'm like, this is such a tune. You just don't hear it that much anymore.
Also, we've got live music from All Time Low from Maid of Ale at 10 past 2 this afternoon. It's like having a little gig in every show today on Radio 1's Rock All Day.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. I've got like a gig in every show today ahead of this big show with Dan P. Carter and Annie Mack tonight, where they've got seven live bands playing, seven live rock bands. Live stuff already from Twin Atlantic on Grimmy's show this morning. And Blink 182, a very special performance for Clara. And now, I can speak to Dan P. Carter at Maid of Ale ahead of this gig tonight, and he should have All Time Low with him. Hi, Dan.
I do. Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's a long day for you, isn't it, Daniel?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah. It's all good though, man.
Yeah.
You know.
This is your manner. This is what you do.
Right.
Who should I speak to first? Is Alex there?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I've missed you.
I've missed you so much.
It's weird that I can't see you. I don't like it.
It is different. I'm usually used to staring you in the face when we
these. No, that sounded weird because it made it sound like I just want to talk to Alex. So, other boys, are you there
as well? We're here.
Yep. Scott, hey. I can't stop thinking about you.
I know. See, this is what I want for an All-Time Low interview. I'm so glad that we've got you on today because you've been on our show so much. Are you by your instruments now?
We are. Ready to go.
Okay, what would you like to hear, Chris?
Oh, I'd like to hear... Do you know what? Can I have a little blast of the drums, please?
Ooh.
Yeah!
Oh, yes.
This is so cool. You really feel the power with this.
I feel like you're in control.
It's the only thing he knows.
I feel like a puppet. Right now.
What do you fancy a bit of, Scott?
Like some guitar.
We're there. We're live.
We got a little bit of bass.
Slap with the bass.
Oh, yeah.
Slap with the bass.
Slap with the bass. Anything else you got?
That's it. That's all we have.
I can't play.
I've got a shaker. You want to hear some shaker?
Yes, please.
Yeah, go on then. Rock.
Nice.
Real nice.
And I've got a triangle.
Well, now we can't play. Now we're all tired.
Oh, sorry.
That's all we have.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I always like to leave a silence at the end because it makes the band feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for it. I was like, this is going to be strange now.
You know, you used to play it in massive stadiums where as soon as it finishes, it's like... Wah!
And crickets.
And then there was nothing.
That's every Friday night for us, actually.
Yeah. Florian is studying linguistics and absolutely loving Kids in the Dark. This is from Cal. Why are All Time Low so good? Why are you so good?
We made a deal with the devil many years ago. Sold our souls.
Yeah, it says that guitar tone, Alex's voice, so good.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Also, it's just that you know each other all really well, don't you? You've known each other for so many years.
Too well.
A lot of chemistry. A lot of chemistry up in this room right now.
So I'd love to be an All Time Low. That's not one.
You want to join? We could use a new member.
I think there's too much nakedness for Chris.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll bring him into the fold.
Okay. slowly. Declan says, all the feelings of seeing Kids in the Dark performed at Wembley are coming back to me. That was amazing. Right. It doesn't end there because you're going to come back at 3:10.
We are.
We will be back.
What are you going to do in the next 50 minutes?
Try to remember how to play the next song, I think is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Yeah. We're all actually naked right now, so we need to find our clothes.
Yeah, there's a theme here, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak to you at 3:10. The Scott Mills Daily. I can't believe how many comments we're getting about All Time Low. So many. School is finally over, so I can go back and listen to All Time Low on Radio 1. A lot of people, obviously, at school, but you can get it all later on. You can listen again. And are we filming this? Yeah, later on.
So what time are they next on?
So 3:10 will be your next chance to hear All Time Low on BBC Radio 1.
If you do this like an actual festival, then time to go to the...
bit more Paramore there.
Go for a toilet break, stuff like that. Yeah. Get yourself a cup of tea, get yourself a drink.
If you love this band, they're going to be on at 3:10. And at 2:40, we're both going to have to choose a rock banger. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm feeling good because I'm 2-0 up this week. You need to really pull it back.
I know.
You're heading for a 5-1, my friend.
Yes, but I had a great time last week. So I'm
last week's last week.
Yeah, all right. You were in this position exactly the same this time last week. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Gemma, and everybody else that really found that Pearl Jam was a moment then. She says, Pearl Jam on Radio 1 for BBC Run Rock All Day is brightening up a very rainy day. I've just been outside, Chris, and it's kind of apocalyptic rain. I don't know what's going on. It is outside Radio 1. Just saw Alex Jones from The One Show. Like, drowned she was.
I'm surprised.
Oh, it's so wet.
Because you think she'd have someone holding an umbrella above her at all times.
Absolutely not. She was there on her own just trying to sort her hair out. And it's, I mean, what a mess.
Oh, no.
It's got to be on telly at 7. Love the Radio 1 Rock All Day-er. Legends, says Tim. So many people are loving this so much. Adam loved Pearl Jam. Rich from Nottingham loved hearing Sum 41. There's so much more to come. But now...
this is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
How much are you loving the Radio 1 Rock All Day-er?
Oh, I absolutely love it, but I'm not going to lie. I'm in my car and I pull up at traffic and I'm totally rocking out. I'm headbanging the lot.
That's all right, though, because other people will be in their cars doing the same.
Yeah, they are. I pulled up next to a guy and he was definitely rocking out the same as me. So
what do you reckon?
A little thumbs up and off I went.
Oh, that's nice, because that's kind of like bonding, isn't it?
He's a fellow rocker.
I like it that like it's like shared appreciation of Radio 1. You just like look over to the next car and like nod and like maybe do a 100%. Little wink.
Yeah, it's very knowing, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
So you're into your rock. What have you enjoyed today?
Evanescence. Oh my goodness.
Did you like that?
I absolutely love it. It's you can't beat it, I don't think. I think it's like got to be the number one rock tune for me.
You cannot beat Evanescence. Once again, when I woke up this morning, that's not a thing I thought I would hear today, but that's great. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. Okay,
I love it.
Who do you normally go for on bangers?
This week, I've been 100% Team Scott.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, I'm deadly serious. But normally, I like every single genre. I'm pretty open-minded with regards to music. So it can be like Chris, it can be Scott.
Yeah,
it all depends. But this week, I haven't chosen Chris once.
It's like me, very open-minded.
Yeah,
about all sorts.
Well, that's all good. So you know what, Claire? I'm 2-0 up. Okay, I really want to 5-ball Scott this week.
Whatever.
So I've got a good one for you today. But we're keeping it rock for today.
Yeah, it's all rock. So what have you got, please?
All right, I got this.
Goodness.
Exactly. Linkin Park, In the End. Do you know, this has 191 million views on YouTube.
That's because it's 191 million years old.
But still sounds good. Come on, Claire, I really have to think about this one. I really want to hear this today on Radio 1.
I really had to think about this one.
Yeah.
What are you on about? It's a song.
I wanted a big, big rock song.
Kept me awake at night, it did.
I did, because I want to win this week.
Okay.
Scott, what have you got?
I've got... You, Me at 6, Underdog, it's a good one.
Oh, you guys.
A British rock band. You, Me at 6, Underdog.
Oh, my goodness. I really don't know. I'm in a bad way.
Just do what you think.
See, I've got so many scenarios for both the songs that I could put myself in and think, right, I can see myself in my car driving along screaming at the top of my lungs for that song. And then there's another one where I could see myself dancing around my bedroom with a hairbrush. I just don't know. Ah!
You're like the most enthusiastic caller we've ever had.
Oh my God.
I love it.
I love it.
Okay, what have you got then?
Oh God. Scott, I feel like you've chosen a much more relevant song for the actual day. Like, yeah, Linkin Park is a good choice, but this is a lot more relevant. However, Chris has come out with a classic.
What? Like,
you don't need to worry about whether something's relevant or not. Just pick the tune that you really want to hear. Keep it simple.
Yeah. You're really spinning this out, which I quite enjoy. You've obviously been watching a lot of reality shows.
Do you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Comes down to a simple thing, Claire. Which one would you like to hear on Radio 1 next?
Considering the situation I'm in right now and I'm not in my bedroom with a hairbrush, I'm going to go for Chris.
Yes! Well done, Claire. 3-0,
Thank
Scott.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
This is so good.
Thanks. It is good, that.
Epic.
I like the person that had to pull over in their car to fully take that song in and really appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that as well. Full concentration on a great moment on Radio 1.
Oof. You don't want to annoy the Umit 6 fans, though. They're out in force.
Mm.
Okay.
Your song was good.
Thank
but
you.
It's hard to beat Linkin Park, isn't it?
It is, even though it was played earlier. But yeah, it is definitely, definitely hard to beat, that one. So I'm a bit annoyed.
Do you know what? That's really catty of you.
It was quite catty.
And there's no need for that on Rock Day.
I know. Well, the real winner of all this is Claire, of course, who managed to secure more airtime than any of the Radio 1 DJs this week there. Right, we'll do it again tomorrow then.
3-0, Scott.
Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. We'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
So many who's in that. Speed dial.
Do you remember the video?
I'd rather not. What
the video, if I remember right, had loads of famous people in it as well.
Like of the time?
Of the time, yeah.
I'd love to see that now. I wonder who's in it. I'm saying it's like, is it like Pamela Anderson or something?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that was good. Nickelback and Rockstar on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Apparently Heidi and Spencer off the hills. Hey, we're in the Nickelback video for Rockstar.
Yeah, honestly, there was quite a few of them.
Gene Simmons. Oh. Didn't he have his own reality TV show?
Yeah. it was called The Rock of Love.
Yes. Amazing. So good. It was on at like 3 a.m. on like some random
That's
channel.
That's right, because we used to talk about it because I'd watch it on the way back home after a night out and I'd be texting you saying how ridiculous it is.
It was your favourite at the time.
Yeah.
Will, who is in Reading, absolutely loves Neck Deep and wants to hear them on Greg's show today. Yeah, they're playing live as our all-time low on this show. And they're going to be on again about 3:10 with some more live music for us.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We got it wrong. Rock of Love was Brett Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Gene Simmons was Rock School. Getting our rockers wrong, aren't we?
Sorry.
Another person that was in the Nickelback video for Rockstar, Kendra Hearn.
The Radio 1 Rock All Day.
Mills Daily.
And now we can go back to all-time low at Maid of L. Hi, boys.
Hey.
Hi. What have you been doing? Just like practicing in that?
Yeah, just rocking out to the songs you're playing, actually. Yeah. Enjoying it thoroughly.
Teenage Dirtbag was a moment.
I cannot
I don't want the moment to end.
We were singing along. We were very worried that you were going to cut to us and we'd all be out of key and everything.
Yeah, because you've got instruments in hand at the moment, haven't you? So
we do.
You're playing along a little bit.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Okay, let's start it up again then. So can we start maybe with some drums and just see how they're sounding?
Give us a groove, man.
A little drums.
Woo! Yeah!
And maybe slapping the bass.
This is so cool, it's like being a conductor.
Oh,
how about some guitar?
This is so good.
Best thing I've ever done.
Okay.
I can add in some horns, lads.
It's like we're coming into some kind of like some youth news or something.
Yeah.
I feel like we're jamming. I feel like, you know,
we
could turn that into a song and take the credit for it.
Oh, it makes me really want to be in a band.
Was there a trumpet in the middle of that or something?
Yeah, I thought I'd just add some brass for you.
That was nice. It's even better that it's out of key.
What kind of party are you guys having over there?
Oh, just different to yours.
So, Scott, you were thinking about maybe getting some crowd interaction on this one.
Right, I promise you, because it's so... you do such a good job, lads, and you're such a good band.
Thank you.
And I just think... I know, but I'm telling you again. It's just weird not to have like some crowd reaction. So I've actually managed to get some crowd for the end of the next song, all right?
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
We've never had that before.
Because it's not silent and awkward when you finish, you know? Because you put your heart and soul into it and then it just goes quiet. I don't like it.
The question is it a crowd of fans or is it a crowd of people who hate our band?
Angry mob.
You wait and see.
Because if the song ends with booze, it's...
it's just another live show for us then.
Not true.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Promised an audience. Hey! Yeah.
Angry mob, run!
No,
they hated it.
No, they didn't.
They hated it.
No, they loved it. Yeah!
So good.
Yes.
So good.
That crowd really turns quickly.
They really do.
It's fickle.
They?
Yeah.
That's what the fans are like, though, don't you find? Just so fickle sometimes. Liv is doing chemistry revision and doesn't understand how you sound that good live.
Aw, thanks, Liv.
Amy is having a little bake. She's just baking along to your track.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what she's baking.
I always said that we make... It's
good
like baking
music.
Bake rock.
This
bake
is nice.
New genre, bake rock.
This is really nice as well. I think it's just her Twitter name. Odie on Twitter says, just came out of my exam to hear All Time Low on the R1 Rock All Day Out, and I love life.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
There's some really nice ones.
I hope you did well on your exams.
Sweet. Also, Laura says, I can hear Zach on backup.
That's him.
Hey.
That's him.
It could have been me.
Handsome boy.
Ryan.
No.
Yeah, I know. I've been unable to do anything all day in case I miss All Time Low. So many nice comments coming in. Thank you, Callum, as well.
Aww.
Hey, boys, that was really good. Thank you for being on our show today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And what's the plan now?
I love you.
I love you too.
What's the plan now? We're going to come over to you guys and just hold you for a while.
Oh, I've missed it. Okay, I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
That's off air, though.
I'm running.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Blink 182 were in the live lounge today, and they did a special acoustic session for our Rock All Day at Maida Vale. They did Bored to Death, their new track, and also they played two classics, Rock Show and All the Small Things. Clara also asked them if they kind of warm up their vocals before performing. Turns out they do this. Here's Mark. That needs to go in the bumbleo gap at some point. Mark again. And after warming up his voice, he also kind of put to bed the debate that everyone goes on about. How do you pronounce the band's name? So the US pronunciation is Blink 182, but if you are in the UK or Australia, he is fine with Blink 182. He says it's absolutely fine. And now I don't know which one to say. Here's Blink 182 and The Rock Show on Radio 1. 1, 2, 3, 4.
up behind the club on the weekend. Acting stupid, getting drunk with my best friends. Couldn't wait for the summer and the Warped Tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there.
Scott Mills Daily.
It might be Radio 1's Rock or Dare, but that doesn't stop Alice Levine playing Real or No Real. Actually, you are quite rock.
Yeah, it's good you've dressed up for it, actually, Alice.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, just sort of the dark eyes and the that sort of goth look.
Do you think my floral blouse is in keeping?
Absolutely not.
You do look quite rock, though.
What do you mean?
Have you forgotten that it's Rock Day, Alice?
No, of course not. And it's not Rock Day. It's the Radio 1 Rock or Dare, so please get the branding right. You guys are dressed very, very rock stylies, yeah.
What, black T-shirts?
Black T-shirts.
We look like roadies.
Yeah, we do.
That's the vibe we're going for.
Right, here is today's Real or No Real, and it's all about rock.
To record the perfect vocal for Paradise, Coldplay's Chris Martin locked himself in a studio with only a bucket and a microphone for 8 days straight.
Stop it.
So what's the bucket for?
Toilet.
Oh, come on. What about food?
Don't know.
Although he does diets and stuff, doesn't he? So he's probably on the
eight-day
no-food diet.
He can't just starve himself for 8 days and have the energy to sing.
It's quite rock, that, though, isn't it? Get out of my studio. I'm going to stay here until I get this absolutely spot on.
Is it quite rock just to have a bucket and a microphone?
Yeah. I think so, and telling everyone else to get out for 8 days.
But that's, you're making out that's like the talk of a professional. But if it takes you 8 days to nail a vocal, for me, that doesn't strike me as professional. I could nail any vocal in 8 days.
Oh, come on.
As someone with a number one single, I remember when I laid down the vocals and, you know, it took me but a day.
You might need to explain that for people that don't know.
I've got a number one single.
But how?
Just because of my voice.
Oh, okay. She was in a choir.
Gareth Malone.
Chris Martin is very unique. Like, did you hear his chat at Big Weekend when he thanked the animals for lending us the land?
Who did he say that to?
On stage, he said, "I'd just like to thank the animals for lending us the land."
I don't remember that.
So he has unorthodox methods.
Right.
So this, I mean, it's out there, but could it just be really Martin?
Mm.
So what are we thinking? Is he such a perfectionist that he locked himself in? Let's not forget, there is a bucket as well.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say, wait, so I'm going to say no real, but in classic Real or No Real style, an element of this will be true. So I'm going to say it did take a long time to lock down the vocals, but he didn't do anything in a bucket.
So are you answering me real or no real?
Well, there'll be a twist. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Chris Martin did not do that, but...
Oh, I knew it.
Axl Rose off of Guns N' Roses did do this. When recording the vocals for November Rain, Axl Rose locked himself in a studio with only a bucket and asked the band not to return until he'd finished recording.
Oh, Axl, is finished recording a euphemism? Oh, no, you mean... Oh, right, OK, sorry, yeah.
And what was he up to? Like, what was the outcome?
Well, the band returned 8 days later to find him asleep, surrounded by beer cans, pizza boxes, but also an unforgettable vocal. Well,
how did he get hold of those then? So he had a takeaway. So someone was there. Someone's got him the beers and stuff.
Yeah. If you can get a takeaway, you can get yourself to a toilet.
And next.
Before joining Muse, drummer Dominic Howard's previous job was packing Spice Girls T-shirts.
Is that a whole job? Surely you do other bits and bobs too.
Yeah, it was still a job. It could be a side job though, couldn't it? Could just be a weekend job. So before he joined Muse, he was probably in another band. Wasn't going that well.
So why not work in a packing factory? Yeah.
So he's packing.
Yeah, I suppose so. I just thought there'd be like other things that like you'd maybe pack, like Spice Girls. I don't know, other merchandise as well. It's very specific that you're just doing the T-shirts.
I don't like this Real or No Real because it's almost a bit, it's stereotyping rock people. It's basically saying it's weird that someone so rock would be packing Spice Girls T-shirts.
I bet he hated it though.
Do you know what though? Dan P. Carter, he loves his pop as well. He loves Taylor Swift.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He would be the kind of guy that packs Spice Girls T-shirts if he wanted to.
A lot of rock people, though, a lot of rock musicians do come with a reputation, don't they?
Yeah, but that's only on stage. I'm sure most of them got a cuddly side at home that they're baking cakes.
Have you read the Guns N' Roses book?
No.
OMG. No, they're not. They are. Yes, they're not baking cakes.
I think it's a contrast thing, isn't it? On stage, it's all like, rah! And then, like, you just need a little bit of something softer in your downtime.
So it's just an image, really.
Yeah.
So Did Dom from Muse used to pack Spice Girls t-shirts before hitting the big time?
Do you know what? I'm going to say this is real. Why not? We shouldn't stereotype these rock gods.
Alice?
Unreal.
I'm sure he had a previous job that wasn't quite as badass and rocky, but I don't think it was this. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Absolutely true. Before joining Muse, Dominic had a number of part-time jobs, which included working as a school canteen assistant and working in a factory packing Spice Girl t-shirts. Also, a bonus Dom fact for you. He's also allergic to apples, and if he eats them, he gets a massively itchy face.
No way.
Does he get big face? Because sometimes you get a really big face,
no,
don't
just
you?
Like really itchy.
I know, but I'm allergic to something and my whole face goes really big.
What is it?
I won't tell you because you'll probably put it in my tea.
Oh, is it kumquats or something?
Oh, no, she won't be allergic to kumquats.
It'll be some kumquats that she'd love to eat, but she can't.
Is it guava?
No, it's not guava.
What is guava?
Finally,
Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit was originally written for a deodorant advert.
Don't be so ridiculous.
I've never questioned it as a song title. It's another example of a song title that I've just never questioned.
Is this about deodorant? Surely not. Teen Spirit does sound like it could be a deodorant, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, sure. Or mum.
But then the song itself, the words in the song, I'm trying to think now as well. You know, you've heard a song so many times, but you've just never really listened to the lyrics properly.
But they don't ever say Smells Like Teen Spirit in it, do they?
Do they not?
No.
No, no, that's true, actually, they don't.
Kurt Cobain wouldn't have been like, oh, yeah, let's write a song about this can of deodorant.
Oh, or maybe look, even Mitchum got in touch.
Yeah, maybe even a roll-on.
Oh, yeah, but you
it
know
was
what?
The 90s.
Some musicians do this, though. Write songs about brands and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, but they do that on purpose. Or maybe this was on purpose. Maybe this was, like, the start of people putting brands in their songs to get free stuff.
Don't be ridiculous.
A bit like when One Direction mentioned that taxi company.
Oh, it went off, didn't it?
Yeah, and when Lethal Bizzle mentioned the chicken shop a lot.
That was deliberate, come on.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying. Is this too ridiculous to be real?
This is really out there.
Huge real or no real, this one. But I think it's no real.
I think this is one of the most stupid ones you've ever had, and I'm insulted that you've put it before me. No real.
That one is no real.
Of course, come on.
Technically,
oh,
this one isn't true. While Nirvana didn't write the song specifically for a deodorant advert, there was a deodorant around at the time called Teen Spirit.
Oh.
Kurt Cobain never explicitly admitted it, but Nirvana may have taken inspiration from the name. And I know all the fans will be in touch now. Would you like to hear the advert for Teen Spirit?
Oh, did you do the voiceover for it?
No.
He wishes.
It's off of America. Here it is.
New Teen Spirit. Antiperspirant made for you and your generation. Teen Spirit. A physical sensation with fragrance is made for you. Teen Spirit. The harder you play, the harder it works. Teen Spirit. Just for teens, find them out.
Amazing.
You would have,
you would have done that better, Scott, wouldn't you?
Can you imagine a deodorant being for a generation? So weird.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I win. I got 30. Alice got 20.
Don't gloat. It's not nice.
When are you back on, please?
I think I'll do Saturday and Sunday this week.
Okay, you sure you're okay for that?
Yeah, just call it 3 hours, yeah?
Okay, one till four, Saturday and Sunday, Alice Levine. Thank you.
All the loves, bye, hun.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock, and at 1:45, Joe Wicks, the body coach, plays Innuendo Bingo.